N.E. Gallo Family Limited Partnership, southwest corner of Route 1, Coastal Highway, and Bridge Road, a variance from the corner side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Andrew Ratner, 30777 Mollaby Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Matthew Phillips, 20874 Sussex Highway, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you both swear affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We are requesting a variance from the side yard of a commercial lot on Coastal Highway, South Bethany, for the placement of a pole sign for a commercial building. There are restraints on the property due to the landscaping buffer and required landscaping. I think that dealt out imposed on us, and it seems to be the only place on the property to put a sign, which we do need for the property as we're trying to rent the building out, and we have to have a sign there for tenants because there's too much competition with rental space, as you may know. It is in line with what's already there. I think I've given you pictures of different signs in the immediate neighborhood.
Okay.
We've also changed what we're proposing from what we had given you, if you want that. You know, that we're not here for the size of the sign, just the placement of it.
Okay.
There is just a 10 feet from the front property line along Coastal Highway to where the parking lot is, and that is designated as a landscaping buffer. And we also supplied you with a landscaping plan that was imposed on us, which requires large trees in that area, so there's no place to put a sign there. There's also power lines running along the front there, which you're trying to keep away from.
The sign's as far back as you can get without sticking it in your parking lot.
Right. I don't know if you see the little green area I circled. That curbing in front of it is the 20-foot setback line right there. So. It also keeps it away from the north end of the property is on a corner, so that way it's not blocking that intersection. Not that there's anywhere to put it there anyway.
Questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
The standards for granting a variance, I'm seeing the application you have written, answers to the questions. Can you briefly review those standards for us?
Like I'd say the uniqueness of the property, due to the buffer in the front and power lines that run across the front is the only place to put it. We need it for the development of a commercial building. I don't think it has any effect on the surroundings as it is commercial all along there, and there are similar signs. I think some of the other ones might have been closer in, they may not have had the landscaping buffer because they were built before that was required. But this is a requirement Deldot put on us. I guess they're trying to beautify the highway. And that's, you know, the least modification I see that we can do to the property.
On the sign, I see there's different sections. Are any of those sections of the sign planned for electronic or electric message displays?
Or, no.
Okay.
Not with the new one we...
Right. Thank you. That's all.
They will be illuminated, but...
Right. Not a message board. Or,
right.
Any further, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I do have one letter in opposition.
Maybe you want to just, like, highlight it to us?
It's from the law firm that represents Middlesex Beach Association, and they state that Middlesex Beach is a private community that has restrictive covenants. And the S&E Gallo Family Limited Partnership property, which is the subject of the pending application, is located in the commercial district of Middlesex Beach and is bound by the setback restriction. Granting the variance requested by the applicant would result in a violation of the community's private restrictive covenants. There is nothing unusual or exceptional about the size, shape, configuration, topography, or location of the subject commercial property in Middlesex Beach that makes adherence to the sign ordinance of Sussex County and or private sign restrictions of the association. The subject property is of similar size, shape, and configuration and has the same visibility from Route 1 as other Middlesex Beach commercial properties. Let me keep reading. There's four. Yeah. Let me keep reading.
I mean, they're pertaining. All their opposition is pertaining to Middlesex Beach's deed restrictions or covenants.
Is that basically what it?
They talk about the entrance, parking, and landscaping requirements
of the county or Middlesex Beach.
The applicant has listed entrance, parking, and landscaping requirements as the difficulty giving rise to the need for the requested sign variance. Because all commercial properties in Middlesex Beach are subject to entrance, parking, and landscaping requirements, the situation in which the applicant finds itself is not exceptional or unique.
Can I address it?
Did you not tell us that you were the only one that Deldot imposed that landscape?
There are no trees along Route 1 there, but I think we're the first one that has to put three willow oak trees in front, which I think get somewhat large.
You do understand that even if we were to grant this,
I still have to go. Yes,
I have
a letter from them,
covenants.
And we have a meeting with them tomorrow.
We don't enforce
to request
enforce
the same
those. Right. Okay.
Same exception. I didn't realize which one you had to go to first. I have to go
gotcha.
To both of them. I understand that.
Is that on the opposition?
Yeah, and the only other thing that they said was the applicant hadn't applied for a sign permit from the association, which doesn't really matter to us.
Apparently they want you to apply to them first.
We have a meeting with them tomorrow. So.
Okay.
They might feel slighted.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no other. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10801, as I don't think it will adversely affect the use of adjacent or neighboring properties and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,800M1. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.